Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi once again bringing you another Dog Days of Podcasting for Season 24 of Dog Days of Podcasting. Find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. I am here with day two of my journey through the retirement planning. Now, as I mentioned, you're not going to get any financial advice from me, but this is more of a diary, a look back at how things were going. And I mentioned I started planning way early in life. Things started coming more into focus in 2020 when we set the original plan of August of 25. And there was a change in plans, as my wife and I like to say frequently. Over the Christmas holiday of 2023, Donna was doing the finances and says, hey, you know, the way things are going, you could pull that date in by as much as a year if you like. And I went, oh, huh. Yeah, and when you have something that's way off and suddenly it becomes not so way off, it triggers a lot of things. My brain went into overdrive, and it took me just days to process what exactly that meant. What would have to happen? Things I was thinking I have plenty of time for suddenly become, well, not so much time anymore. So I was thinking of everything from phone service to accounts that I have on my work account and resources that I've got assigned to me and laptop. It just, there's a lot of stuff. I couldn't even grasp it all, and I knew I was missing a lot. So I took what I had been jotting down for notes in the previous, 24, 36 months, and started compiling that with some newer thoughts. And I went into heavy project mode, just mapping out, here's the timeline. What do we need? Are we going to get something? I was writing things down in my remarkable tablet. I created a PowerPoint because I knew I would have to communicate this to my manager and my director and show them at least I've thought this through, that I'm not just coming up with some plan and going, hey, have fun without me. It was all about timing. When do I tell them? When do I tell the team? When do I tell the larger community team? When do I tell the public? Because there was a certain, I don't know if you're aware, but I have a bit of celebrity status at work and in the developer ecosystem because of the videos and the podcasts and whatnot that I make, that if it got out into the wild that I was retiring before our conference in May, that means the conference in May would have been focused on me, and I did not want that. It should be focused on the community, really. It's a celebration of our MVPs and a celebration of our rising stars and a celebration of the software and the... So it was really a strange situation out there. Who did I tell? Who knows? Who shouldn't know? Just basically don't tell anybody anything. But we'll get into more of the communications in a bit. I did reach out to a few people under strict silence, a cone of silence or secrecy vow, double dog dare, whatever you want to call it. One of which was Dave Slusher, because I know many of you listen to his podcast. He retired in early December of 2023. And I asked him, how did it go? What worked for you? What would you do differently? How much time did you give before you gave, how much notice did you give? I think he said 2 months, maybe three. And I was thinking, I probably need a little more runway than that, because I would like to be able to get a replacement with at least 30 days crossover. So doing the backtracking, I said, well, that means we have to do interviewing here. That means we have to get the job rec open this point, and working backwards and backwards. And I went, ooh, we got to get those job descriptions polished up that I've slowly been tweaking on. Again, it was one of those things that I thought I had plenty of time to do. And suddenly it's now square in the headlights of the oncoming road that we need the job description so that we can get the job rec, so we can get the interviews, so that we can get somebody hired, so we can have some crossover time. That takes time. I've learned to understand the bigger this company gets, the slower those things go. And we're now at 25,000 people, not the same pace as when I started at 200 people 14 years ago. So I would also be thinking about this on a regular basis. I go for morning walks most days, anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes around the neighborhood. A little bit of exercise, a little bit of fresh air, get the heart pumping if I decide to go up on the hiking trail. And I often listen to podcasts, and if the podcasts run out, I'll go to music. And sometimes I'm just alone with my thoughts and I go, what needs to happen this week? What needs to happen to make this next thing happen? And that was a good time to just clear my head. Sometimes just listening to podcasts would trigger ideas. They go, hey, you know, when I was young, I did this. And I'm like, oh, that reminds me. I gotta, you know, go get that or something that I needed to do as part of this project that I hadn't thought of before. So my mind was always running in this mode of, I got to get to this finish line. Like I said before, I've never had better career planning than the last few years, and never before had anything like this. I jokingly tell people I've never retired before, so I'm making it up as I go. But there are certain structures within any project that you need to have in place. That you know, who are the resources? What are the roles? How do you communicate? The emotional state. Everybody kept saying, "How are you feeling?" I'll get more into the communications as I broke it to the larger teams. I think in the next day or two is on my bulleted list here. But I was, you know, generally sad that this is the last time for doing things that I absolutely love with the people that I like. I love going to our annual conference in May. I've had the good fortune of making every single one of them. I went as a customer in 2010. But I was an employee in 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15. Not a whole lot of our employees can say that because it used to be many of us got to go. And then they said, well, now only these people get to go and it's a sales event. And now even some of the sales people aren't going. So my hopping around the organization from professional services to pre-sales to marketing kept me in the loop, and I made sure that I was invested in that by showing value to that conference, by contributing content, by being on the keynote stage, and that in turn accelerated the celebrity status. So it all worked out. I feel very fortunate, but I feel very sad that I won't have that opportunity anymore. I really enjoy engaging face to face with the people at the conference. There were times in the last several months that I felt frustration at the timeline execution. I'll get more into that later, but I had laid out this wonderful plan and I like seeing things happen quickly, but I understand when they don't, and things were not happening even slower than I would have planned. I'm like, come on, we're never going to get to, you know, June 1st if we don't do these things now. And I'd have regular, I wouldn't say abusive or belligerent conversations, but frank and candor is probably the way I'd put it. I say, hey, didn't we already have this discussion? And don't use these words that you always use. And I'm telling this to like the guy above my boss with my boss present. I'm like, stop using that phrase because it expired like last week's milk. We're not going to say we'll figure it out in the future. The future was like 2 weeks ago. So we have to do something now. I've got nothing to lose at this point. What are they going to do? Fire me? So interestingly enough, he just scheduled an exit interview that I asked for months ago for HR, and they didn't do anything, but he scheduled it for like my second to last day. That I want to get what's on your mind. If he didn't do that, I was still going to write a nice letter with all of my thoughts of what worked well and where can we improve, and God bless and good luck. There was some frustration, and it wasn't just me. It was part of the team because other things were being held up and giving short notice of, we've got this event coming up and you have 2 weeks to plan. Like, oh, come on. You know, we knew this event was coming. We just didn't know where, and we didn't have an exact date, but we knew this event was coming. So why are we getting such short notice that's causing us undue stress? And even though I'm not part of that event, I was still feeling the fallout from those around me. The third emotion I mentioned, a little sadness, a little frustration, was a little bit of fear, a little bit of scared, a little anxiety. Everybody kept saying, are you looking forward to retirement? And I said, you know, I don't think I am. I have nothing really to look forward to. I'm retiring now because, to put a fine point on it, because of mortality. Not just my own, but the people around me. As I get to be 60 next year, I've seen people disappear. In fact, minutes before I was on here. My brother sent me a link to an obituary. He said, was this guy in your class? He went to your high school and he was in your year. And I kind of recognized the name, but I didn't know this guy personally. And I went on Facebook and checked our class reunion page. And there's something from June of somebody I did know. Like, these people are dropping like flies. My parents are 89 and 90. My mom is currently in like a PT session and getting her meds fixed up because she was in the hospital because she had a fall. This is real stuff right now. And that's why I pull it in a year, because I don't want to be that guy that gets to be 75 years old. I absolutely love my job. Trust me, I said it before. I love what I do. I love the people I work with. I love the ecosystem. But I don't want to get to be 75 and go, well, that was a good run. And look at the money I got. Hey, where'd everybody go? You know, that's not where I want to be. I know this is a wonderful time in my career. But I also recognize this is a wonderful time to spend with family. Let's go traveling while we can. Because all it would take is, you know, for the nephrologist, the kidney doctor, for us plain folk, to call up and say, hey, your numbers are a little off on this. We need to put you on dialysis 3 times a week. And suddenly I can't go traveling like I wanted to. Let's go while we have the opportunity, while we have the means, and wish the best and help the people that I can while I've got this last few months on my card. Everybody's been very supportive. Everybody's been very wonderful. The outpouring of care. I will treasure the memories. I will treasure the photos we got. 540 selfies at the conference in May. People coming up and asking for pictures. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. And I will always, always cherish that. And I look forward to cherishing more time with my family. We had a family wedding in June. My sister got married, lots of people there, and I realized how frail my mother actually is. You know, she had an intestinal digestional problem as we were leaving and went to the ER. Like, crap, man. You know, mom could go to the ER on a Tuesday morning. It doesn't matter. It's time to spend more time. So we're planning a trip with them, a trip to see them in late October. Just spend time with the family. That's why. And that's why now. So I'm focused more on the project planning and getting to that state. I would really, really be looking forward to this if one of my two daughters said, hey, you're going to be a grandfather. Boy, howdy, I would be over the moon. And if that news came, if it never does, I'm okay with that. They're grown women. They're making their choices. They're investing in their careers. They're doing really well. I would just love some grandchildren at this point. Hey, I've gone really, really long and I apologize. I just wanted to get this baseline one out there and then we'll start getting into the timeline as it actually happened versus what I planned to do. we'll get into a little bit of both tomorrow. So thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Till then, take care, be safe. Bye.